Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and I want to remind you that the backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry show is one of those things that comes along only once in a lifetime.
Oh, why don't you quit, horse? What do you mean once in a lifetime?
I'm trying to give it a special seal.
All right, so now, let me do it. Yes, folks, the backstage... No, you do it. Backstage pass is a beautiful thing. It affords you access to some of the greatest radio material. It just happens to be my radio material, but some of the greatest radio material in the history of man on this planet. Yes, this is the show that Howard Stern says belongs in the Radio Hall of Fame. So...
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did say that.
He did say that, yes.
Well... So what? So what if he did say it? Doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame?
As far as I'm concerned, that's as good as being in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's as good as being in the Hall of Fame. So,
Phil, don't, you know, ride to glory on that, okay?
Don't worry about it. Phil, you just went, don't worry about it. See, I don't think after you mentioned being in the Hall of Fame...
Thank you very much, General. So make sure you get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for a month or a year. You go to our website, you sign up, you're happy, you join us on our Friday night chats, you join us for our Sunday night live streaming shows, which will return when we're back from vacation, I promise you, or someone will die.
Oh, you're sure?
Yes, I am. And other groovy stuff will be happening. So listen, man, as the year draws to a close, as we approach Christmas time, Christ, we're not even out of summer. What am I saying?
Exactly.
Anyway, as we continue to celebrate the summer, make sure you get a backstage pass. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. All of the voices that you'll hear, all of the characters, all of the guests, all of the people that you hear on the show today will all be actually me.
Well, this ought to be interesting today.
Yeah, get Bobby Dooley.
Bobby Dooley is joining us. They're still at Butner Lake.
Yeah, they're at Butner Lake, and that's one for the money. I'm going to have to understand. Bobby, dear, so you're still up at Butner, is that it?
Yes, we're here. We're going to be here for... What's the problem?
Well, no, we thought you were gone after, I don't know, the first week in...
Bobby, I think you mentioned that you'd be gone. You and Steve are coming back after, like, the first week in August.
Oh, well, we decided to stay. I mean, we have the... We own the cabin. It's not like we have to vacate, you know, for someone else. It's some of the perks of being an owner.
Do you have renters coming in?
We do, but we won't have renters coming in until around Thanksgiving. A lot of people like to spend Halloween in the mountains because it's a traditional thing.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You don't mind, Phil?
Go ahead.
What's traditional about Halloween in the mountains?
It's a traditional holiday.
Why do I think you're laughing?
No, Steve's laughing. What's...
Nothing.
It's a traditional... What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
It's a traditional holiday. People rent our cabin for Halloween, yes.
I join in the others' questions as to why. How about, you know, Thanksgiving?
Well, of course, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Halloween. But families, the first families that gather for the fall and winter seasons always gather for Halloween. It's a traditional time of the year. I'm not sure. I'm sensing...
Well, we don't know what is traditional about Halloween.
You've heard of the...
Well, you heard about the Halloween movie.
I can hang up, Mr. Andy, anytime you want me to.
Bobby, are you seriously trying to tell us that the Halloween movies...
Friday the 13th.
Halloween's very traditional in the mountain. When you go to the mountain and there's a misshapen...
Now, let me do it, Steve. I do it better. Halloween...
Well, someone better get it together. I'm going to lose it.
All right, Bobby. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Halloween. Oh, let me do it. Halloween represents a very traditional time of the year among mountain folk and those of us that rent our cabins out. Look, at Friday the 13th was about... What was it about, Steve?
It's about a kid coming out of the lake.
It was about a kid with a head that wasn't...
The head was oblong.
The head was oblong.
All right, I've heard enough.
Well, Mr. Hendry...
I mean, I just... Okay, so then there are also...
No, I'm going to say this, if you don't mind.
I don't want to hear about a kid coming out of the lake with an oblong head.
What are you talking... Are they talking about the Friday the 13th movies?
Yeah, that a kid, the kid Jason, come up out of the lake.
Yeah, and then he terrorized everybody with a... Like a chainsaw or something.
No, that was Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, Bobby, honey, it's Jason Voorhees.
Oh, that's right, Jason Voorhees. Had a hockey mask.
That's it. He had the hockey mask.
And he had an axe.
And this is the... Man.
Phil, I really think you need sleep.
Yeah, you do, son. You're losing it at every turn.
No. That's a legitimate laugh. Friday the 13th, Halloween is a traditional time of the year in the mountains.
So what is this guy... I don't know anything about this.
General, you never seen Friday the 13th?
Have I ever seen Friday 13?
No, have you ever seen...
Friday the 13th, the movies? No, I haven't seen that garbage.
Well, it isn't exactly garbage, General. Friday the 13th represents really a seminal moment in the history of movies and the history of horror and slash horror. And what happens is a boy comes up out of the lake. Yes, okay, Phil doesn't want me to say the head's weird.
But the kid, you know...
The kid looks wrecked.
Yeah, so he comes up out of it.
I'll do it. So there's a kid who grows up, he terrorizes a camp. A kid grows up and terror... All right, that's fine enough for me.
Yeah, and it's a horror movie.
Yeah, I can understand that. Okay, so Bobby and Steve say, based upon that, Halloween is now a traditional time of year that families share in the mountains.
Yes, I don't understand that.
Do they go trick-or-treating?
Who?
The people at the mountains, man!
No, Mr. You apparently don't understand, Mr. Henry. Halloween is not like in the flatlands with all you flatlanders. When we celebrate Halloween here in the mountains... We get together around a pumpkin. I don't know. What do we do, Steve?
Oh, we have a pumpkin pie.
We have a pumpkin pie.
Uh-huh. Hey, I just felt something wet brush across my foot.
I think it was the Cat Brea.
Okay, I understand it being the Cat Brea, but why was it wet?
Maybe it'd take a pee on you.
Yeah, did it pee on you? It didn't pee on me. I think Brea just... Were you stiffing my foot, Brea? What's going on, honey?
Maybe she needs to go out, Mr. Henry.
No, she's got a cat box. How you doing, baby? All right, so anyway... Let's forget about Friday the 13th. So you'll be renting your house.
It's not a house. It's a cabin.
Okay, that's it.
I'm sorry, Mr.
I don't need that. Come on, Phil. No, I don't need that. I'm sitting here. I'm putting up with their silly ass stuff here, talking about Friday the 13th. And Halloween is a traditional time of the year in the mountains. Oh, my God. Look at him. Phil, come on. Snap out of it, son. I'm fine.
Mr. Rennie, you went, I'm fine.
I know I did. I meant to. So Halloween is a traditional time of the year in the mountains.
Oh, my God. You know, Bobby and I can carry the rest of the way, Phil.
Well, Bobby, I just hung up on.
I know that, and I'm asking you, Phil, as a friend, as a professional, I know she won't mess up.
Well, why did she scream like that?
That's a good point. She did scream.
I think she... Let me talk. Is she there, bud?
Yeah, it's right here.
Bobby, honey, you're not on the air. It's Margaret. Is this Steve doing an impression? Would you give me your wife, please, Steve? Quit screwing around. This is serious. Hi, Bob. Don't have him doing the impression of you. Yes. Listen, Phil's concerned because you screamed. Were you frustrated about when we were going to get to it? Yeah. We're going to get to it right away. I'll talk to Phil now. Okay, here, Steve. She's wondering when we were going to get to the entire topic of the singers.
We're going to get to the topic of the singers just as soon as I, the host of the show, decide that we will get to the topic of the singers. Is that good enough?
Oh, yes, sir.
What is that salute you gave him?
This is the standard Confederate States of America salute. Why?
How about America?
You live in the United States of America.
I live in the knotted States of America.
What is it with you and the Confederate... Never mind. Phil Henry Show, you know what? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
No, come on.
No, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. You got to get into a Bradshaw jockstrap to know what we're talking about. At the Bradshaw Jockstrap Factory, we've slipped hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of men, into our brand new Bradshaw jockstrap. The feeling is the believing. I used a Bradshaw jockstrap last week. What were you doing? I was just walking around. I wasn't doing anything athletic. I thought I'd wear it in lieu of underwear. The Bradshaw jockstrap is just that. What did I say? The Bradshaw jogstrap? No, it's not the Bradshaw jogstrap, it's the Bradshaw jockstrap. And it is just that, something you can wear in lieu of underwear or pants.
A lot of times, if I forget to wear pants, I know I've got the Bradshaw jockstrap on and I feel comfortable.
What about in the office?
I can't wear it in the office, no. And I've been fired, but think about it. Think about it. You're weighing the pros and the cons.
The Bradshaw jockstrap. I hear a dog barking out in the alley.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Margaret Gray here with you. Bobby Dooley's with us. And we were talking about traditional times. Just, if you don't mind, Phil.
All right, I want to move past this.
The tradition, Bobby, of Halloween in the mountains.
Yes, all I was trying to say, and I think all Steve is saying, is that because of those movies, Halloween is now a traditional time in a mountain.
Yeah, and that's got nothing to do with trick-or-treat or anything. It's just a family get-together.
it's really a very warm and loving and family-oriented time of year. So Halloween in the mountains, it's hard to explain. We do celebrate Voorhees, what we call reemerging. When Voorhees reemerges without the hockey mask, we realize it's almost as if harvest time has arrived.
What is this? Okay, thank you.
Mr. Henry.
No, thank you very much. Voorhees re-arises.
Yeah, that's the guy that had a hatchet. And,
See, Phil, it's not the way you think.
You gotta let us understand, explain, Mr. Henry. When Voorhees comes out of the lake...
Will you knock it off? I don't want to hear any more about your traditional time of the year in the mountains. I'm telling you, man.
Well, why are you laughing? You must be getting a couple of laughs out of it.
Yeah, I'm getting laughs out of how weird you cats are. I'm going to take another break, Margaret.
Bobby, all right, let's just stop right here, okay? And let's do our review. After all, we are here to celebrate the life of Aretha Franklin.
Absolutely, and I do apologize. You're right.
Yeah, we want to get the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
All right, so Bobby has brought in a list of other great singers... other great female singers, and when you hear these names and you think of Aretha Franklin, you realize how great she was. Not that these women weren't great at all. I think when you hear how great this list is, and...
Well...
Yes?
That's not exactly how I see it. I think that Aretha Franklin was absolutely one of the greatest singers of all time. But when you hear these names, you may think that, wow, you know, maybe we're missing something here. Maybe... Aretha Franklin was great.
Now, honey, Aretha Franklin's the best of all time.
I know that, Steve. But when you hear the name, for instance, when you hear the name Annie Fred Lyngstad, when you hear the name Agnetha Falstock...
What?
Who are those people?
I beg your pardon?
Who are those people you just mentioned?
You don't know who Agnetha
Agnetha Falstock? Wow.
Is that ABBA?
That's ABBA, right?
Yes, those are the two female leads in ABBA. We're talking about some of the greatest female singers of the 50s and 70s, right?
Yeah, we are.
All right, can I continue?
Bobby and I are going to do this, Phil, and then you and the guys can comment. Does that sound fair?
Then the guys can comment, huh? That's how we're going to play it, huh? I don't know if that's fair. First of all, I don't agree with this lady Falstock.
What's her name, Falstaff or Falstag?
It's Falstag. Falstock, right?
Are you guys brain damaged? Agnetha Falstock? She was in ABBA. Dancing Queen. Margaret, you do it much better than I.
Yes. Oh, the dancing queen and the building, the thing to do and the dancing. You remember, Phil?
Of course I remember, but I don't hear them as being anywhere even holding a candle to Aretha Franklin.
Well, okay. Now there, you got a fight coming. It's coming today.
Yeah, just a figure of speech.
Yeah, a figure of speech. Hey, Phil, really, why don't you lay down? I'll take the rest of the show. No, just never mind. All right, so who else?
Well, I mean, I'm not here. Again, I want to make this very clear. I'm here to celebrate the life of Aretha Franklin.
So you've been saying, yes. So who else have you got?
I really am. I take exception to that tone, Mr. Henry.
God, Mr. Henry, so you've been saying.
Well, Ms. Dooley, you've yet to make a case for Agnetha Falstock.
Her name is Agnetha Falstag, or Falstock.
Falstaff.
No. Falstong.
Yeah, Falstong. S-T-O-N-G.
No, okay. Whatever you guys want to carve it up, that's fine.
Well, whatever her name is, she's great.
Who else?
Okay. Again, keeping in mind that Aretha Franklin is the queen of soul. There's no question. But who can fault... Who's going to detract from this one? Linda Ronstadt. I've been cheated. But Margaret?
Oh, when will I be loved? That was a great one.
Yeah, by Linda Ronstadt, not by you.
What kind of a crack is that?
Wait a minute. Who else?
Okay, I certainly didn't want to come on here and cause a problem.
You're not causing a problem, dear. What kind of a crack was that, General?
It's a very easy crack, Margaret. You hit a flat note there. You go, when will I be loved?
You did, Ms. Gray. Wasn't anybody trying to disrespect you or anything.
All right, so I hit a flat note. What about it?
Well, you're not exactly making the case there for Linda Ronstadt, that's all. All right, who's next?
Then we have Karen Carpenter. This is a...
Wait a minute, Karen Carpenter? Now, I admit the lady was...
May I finish?
General.
Sorry.
Karen Carpenter, I realize, was a much different singer, did much different kinds of music. Aretha Franklin did the very soulful music. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it mean to me.
Yeah, that was the classic.
Exactly. But Karen Carpenter, who can forget? Don't you remember when you told me... Margaret, I'm sorry.
No, you're doing fine, dear. Don't you remember when you told me you love me, baby?
Yeah, that's it, that's it. That's a classic song.
That was a song written by Leon Russell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about it?
You don't know the name Leon Russell.
Yeah, I know the name Leon Russell. Phil, go ahead.
Okay.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so, thanks, Phil. But Karen Carpenter, she did, don't you remember you told me you love me, baby?
Well, what's that about?
It's a song called Superstar. It's about a girl listening to her favorite guitar player.
You want me to get that for you, honey?
No. I'm trying to get a nose hair, and Steve's reaching up into my nostril.
Sorry, I just thought you needed help.
I don't need help sticking my own finger in...
In your what?
How dare you?
I'm sorry, I was only kidding.
So the song Superstar, who asked the question?
I did, Ms. Dooley. It's Bud Dickman.
Jesus, you talk much?
Hey, Bobby, everybody here is trying to, you know, help you with this segment. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry. I didn't know that I was holding you all up.
I want to know about the song.
The song Superstar is about a young girl listening to the radio, and she hears her favorite guitar player, and she says, don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? That night when you... I guess he took her... I don't know.
He took her clothes off, probably.
Yes. And so she's thinking about him coming back into town and them doing a replay.
Oh, they're doing a redo, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You know how it is.
So in other words, this young girl's love for this distant guitar player on the radio now turns into just another groupie looking to shag the guy when he's coming back through town.
Oh, my God.
Phil, you didn't have to put it that way.
That's how she's putting it. She's going to do a redo when he comes back into town. What's the next one?
Mr. Henry, I don't like being... Steve?
My wife doesn't want to be called she.
Tough.
Okay.
The next artist that we have here is... I love this singer, Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, my God, Bonnie Tyler.
Total eclipse of the heart, am I right?
Absolutely. You know, that's as close as anyone comes on this list to almost equaling Aretha Franklin, don't you think?
No.
I don't, I'm not familiar.
I wouldn't say.
No, not at all.
Oh, I see. So, what do you guys know anyway?
Bonnie Tyler, if you don't remember, Mr. Henry, did Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah, I know the song, and it's fine. If you're trying to tell me that even comes close to Aretha Franklin, I don't agree.
You know, one of the things we've got here, Bobby, Phil, he feels as if he's sort of, you know, down, and he needs to be kind of urban.
Oh, I get it. So you're sort of a black white boy.
I'm going to tell you something.
Well, isn't that it, Phil?
I'm going to tell you something. I ought to hang up on your ass right now, Ms. Dooley, and I ought to kick you out for even saying that.
Isn't that it?
No, it isn't. Let me tell you something. I grew up listening to this music. I grew up listening to R&B. I grew up listening to blues. I grew up listening to good music.
Oh, I'm sure. And you're trying to tell me what? It's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
You ever heard it, Mr. Henry? If you've heard it.
I've heard it.
Oh, my. And you don't like it.
It's fine. It's not anywhere near as good as anything Aretha Franklin did. Bonnie Tyler, if you want my honest opinion, I think she went a long way with the talent that she had.
Oh, meaning she didn't have talent.
I didn't say that. She went a long way with the talent that she had, and I think she did a hell of a job, and she deserves that hit record, and she deserves all the success she's had. She ain't Aretha Franklin.
Well, I don't know if I can keep going with this.
Phil, you're flattening and you're taking a steamroller. You're literally, there's Phil at the wheel with sunglasses on and one of those Day-Glow vests sitting at the wheel of a steamroller. And my dreams are underneath that big round...
Yeah, and mine too.
The big round steamroller thing.
The big round steamroller thing. Your dreams.
Everything that we're trying to do in this segment.
We're trying to, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
I'll do it, Steve. We're trying to... Well, here.
Wait, what?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, what my wife's trying to do, Mr. Henry, is simply bring up some alternatives of the people of what you're saying. Like, here's one here. What about Helen Reddy? Oh, my God.
Oh, you liked Helen Reddy, did you, Dooley?
You know what, General? I know where you're coming from. You don't remember this one? I'm a woman, hear me roar. Well...
Yeah, it's a good song for you.
Yeah, sound pretty good there, Steve.
You know, you guys are so sexist.
Come on, guys, just knock it all off. All right, so what else did Helen Reddy do?
She did that song, It's Oh So Peaceful Here.
Let me do it. I'm back from the can.
Yeah.
So this went, yeah. Did you hear it, Steve?
Uh-uh.
He went.
You hear? God, Mr. Henry, what happened?
I'm laughing at the two of you.
Here is your list. I've got your list here, Bobby. Another great singer. You know, they just keep on. What about this? I love this singer. She was a woman. Aretha Franklin, God bless Aretha. My favorite Aretha Franklin song, by the way, was You Make Me Feel Just Like a Natural Woman.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I don't know. I didn't like that. Yeah.
So you have here, who is that? Shirley Bassey?
Shirley Bassey, Bobby.
Oh, I love Diamonds Are Forever.
Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and let it lick you. I don't know.
She compared it to a guy.
Yeah, that's when she said diamonds were as good as a guy.
Exactly. Because diamonds wouldn't cheat on you. Diamonds won't, I don't know, diamonds won't, you know, beat you up and kick you out of a car. All the things that all of us women have gone through, even as young girls.
Exactly.
Boy, oh boy, if you went through anything like that, I sure hope you called a cop when you went home.
Oh, sure, Phil. That's what we did back in the day. There were so many sympathetic men ready to come to our aid.
You're telling me that a guy beat you up and kicked you out of a car.
I didn't say that. What I...
Go ahead and tell him.
I did it to a couple of guys.
Well, then I wish they would have called the cops.
I'll bet you did.
God damn, you did?
Yes, I did, Steve.
Yeah, let that be a lesson to you, Steve. You're lucky when you got me, I'll tell you that. The next singer that I have here, Phil, I love Diamonds Are Forever, Carole King.
Carole King was brilliant. Carole King was fantastic.
You know, every singer we're coming up with, we don't need your stamp of approval.
Thank you. Whether you think so or not, Mr. Henry, Carole King is shoulder to shoulder with Aretha Franklin. What about this one? It's too late, baby. I know this song. It's too late.
Tried to make it.
Don't grab the phone or I'll kick your balls. I'll kick them right up where your nostrils are. And this is the way you'll sound.
Uh-oh. My motor in my toes. Give me the phone.
What are you doing?
Give me the phone. You don't talk to your husband like that.
Yes, I do. Sit down.
Okay.
It's too late, baby, now it's too late.
Yeah, I heard it, honey. It's a very great song. And it's a song that I think we'll all remember by Carole King. Who else?
I have... There's so many. Donna Summer.
Donna Summer? Come on. Are you guys serious?
What are you talking about?
Are you trying to tell me all of these women were Aretha Franklin's equals?
We're not saying equals. We're saying just a good.
Yeah, they're just a good in a pinch.
What does it mean, just a good?
Just as... You don't speak English, do you?
Yes, I do. I speak English. In my language, we say just as good.
I said that.
No, you didn't. You said just a good.
Well, they're just a good in a pinch.
Yeah, in a pinch.
In a pinch is all we're saying.
What does that mean, in a pinch? In other words, if you couldn't show up for your...
As a matter of fact, yes.
I don't think so. Aretha Franklin can't make a show, and Helen Reddy shows up instead, you'd have a riot. You would have...
Yeah, that's kind of racist, Mr. Henry.
Why is that racist?
Well, because most of the people that would go to see Aretha Franklin would be black, wouldn't they?
No, no, not at all. No, no, sorry.
And then you'd be saying they'd be rioting, and that's racist.
No, I'm saying white people and black people would be rioting in tuxedos, in top coats, wearing fine cologne, driving their limousines. They'd all be there in the front row, and if it wasn't Aretha Franklin, they would riot, tear the seats out of the joint, and set fire to whatever neighborhood they were in. Thanks. I'm Phil Hendry.
Hey. Good, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. What else?
Oh, my God.
Well, Phil, that about kills the bit, then.
Kills what bit? I mean, we're here to talk about the life and legacy and greatness of an Aretha Franklin. You know, I got an idea. I wanted to do this anyway. You're talking about somebody showing up, someone showing up instead of Aretha Franklin. What if Aretha Franklin showed up instead of Luciano Pavarotti?
Oh, my God.
Now, what is this, Phil?
This is Aretha.
Oh, praise.
Oh, this is the Grammys.
Yes.
It's Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, it's a song that Italian guy.
Yeah, his name is Luciano Pavarotti.
Well, where is he?
He's not, he didn't make it. She's singing for him. She's standing in.
Oh, this was absolutely magical.
But not as good as Helen Reddy, huh?
I think Helen Reddy could...
Yeah.
That was spectacular.
Who is that?
Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
What about Agnetha Folstog?
Thanks a lot, Bobby. Thanks a lot, Steve, for joining us.
Well, I wasn't finished yet.
I think we're done. That was a very, very nice tribute to Aretha Franklin, and thank you for reminding us of all of the great singers that were contemporaries of hers, but nowhere near as good.
Okay.
I mean, they weren't, but they could have been.
They could have been had they been,
had they been black.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Karen Carpenter would have gotten better.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Maybe we'll catch Phil when he's in a better mood sometime.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Thanks a lot. World Famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampra Incorporated, all rights reserved.
I'm sorry, you're like putting your finger in your nose.
I got an itch, Jack. You understand? All rights reserved on Podcast One.
God, man.
Mr. Henry's Wardrobe by Walt's Surf Shop.
Waltz?
No, Waltz. W-A-L-T-Z.